Hello, Tony.
G'day, Darren.
Sam's pulled the pin. Three seasons now in charge?
Yeah, that's right. 3 years, yep.
Pretty worthwhile contribution to the club he's made, and lifetime member and all that.
Oh, look, Sam's been a real asset to the program, no doubt about it. We were looking forward to a further continued relationship, but in saying that, we really respect the values that he holds, I suppose, around the reasons why, you know, he made the decision to step away at this point, and really that's around family. So well done to him for making a decision, and obviously we're now on the search for somebody different.
He's been pretty much the face of the Thunder for the last 3 years, the public face. He's done lots of media. He's helped promote the game, not only for the Thunder, but for the game of basketball across the coast in general. So I assume you want someone who's, you know, not shy of having a word with the media and happy to promote the game whenever possible, for a start.
Yeah, no, exactly. Look, Sam's done a great job in that respect. Well, I mean, we're wrapped with all aspects of what Sam was able to achieve. In this day and age and the league that we're playing in now, you know, the communication is all important, and obviously a public face. And most of the time, or a lot of the time, that comes from the coach. So he's the go-to guy. And that's where the interest is for people following the club. They want to know, you know, where's the team up to, what it looks like ahead and things like that. So yeah, as you say, in the new recruit, that definitely needs to be something they can handle.
Yeah. All right, and as far as actual coaching skills go, is there any particular level you need or what?
Look, we have a minimum of a level one, but a preferred option of a level two. So I guess it's something, it is a part-time role. And so we've got to understand that we are here in Tassie, and sometimes we have a limited pool. So it depends on what somebody's got and their work situation or what other things sort of fill up their life. And so we could, you know, we could set our sights on what we think we might like. But it's a good to have rather than an absolute must to have, is the way we see it. If we can find somebody who seems to be the right fit, well, then we can make sure those other things get backfilled around them.
Yeah. All right. So when you get a shortlist together, so what's the process? You'll then interview a couple of people, I would guess?
Yep. So if we think back to at the time when Sam got the job 3 years ago, we put out a, you know, obviously an application process, and this time that closes on the 5th of October. And obviously then shortlist and then, yeah, have an interview panel that I think last time we might have interviewed 3 or 4 people.
Yeah. Yeah. As far as people sending their applications, they can get details from the Thunder Facebook page, I believe?
Yeah, it's on the Facebook, but it's also on the website. So there's a link there that they can hit on quite easily to download the specifics around it. Yep. Yeah.
Any news on the new NBL One season? Any news on when they hope to start that? Or
yeah, so where we are at the moment is it really depends around in the Victorian scene. So those clubs are, you know, heavily reliant on their cash flow or their funding coming from their local domestic competitions. So really the trigger for those guys being able to get going is their domestic competitions being underway. So if they get back on the court and playing this side of Christmas, we will look at a normal start time. So that will be sort of later in April.
Yep.
If for some reason they don't get on the court this year and it's into 2021 before they start up again, that'll probably be pushed back to sort of mid-May start. And that would, if that's the case, that would mean a shortened season. So certainly not our preferred option, but we're living in a bit of a funny time, aren't we?
Yeah. And speaking of funny times, it helps to have a commitment from a sponsor to keep the club going, doesn't it? I know St Luke's Health. Are they continuing next season?
Yeah, we've got a multi-year deal with them. It's a bit of a weird one. I mean, obviously, we had our media launch about their involvement with the club, and we've not actually, you know, played any basketball with them, you know, badging the club since. So that's a bit of a weird one for a first year. But yeah, look, they're fully committed to the long term. And we're rapt about that. And it's a good look too that they're supporting and obviously have been for some time the Tornadoes in the north.
Yep.
So when we go away, we play together all the time. So that's a nice synergy too.
And that synergy is likely to continue.
Yes, it will. Yep. No, that's the league are very strong about must have contribution from men and women's teams. So the match for us is, we've got the men's team and we need the women's team in the Tornadoes to go alongside that.
Yeah, well, it's, value for money for punters, and you've got to have punters to create excitement and keep the money rolling in. People will be able to go to Ulverston and see two games in the one night. So that's the plan, to use Ulverston as home base again?
That is. That's where we're looking at. Yep. So I guess just to clarify that, Darren, when we're on the road, we're playing together all the time. When we're playing at home, we still, most of the time, will be playing as individuals. So we'll play in Ulverston and the Torns will play in Launceston.
Yeah.
We'll put together some occasional doubleheaders. I guess coming back to some of the conversation we've had previously, too many doubleheaders for us sort of hits our cash flow pretty hard. And so even if we end up with a shortened season, we'll be looking for a reduced number of doubleheaders, but we'll have to see how that plays out.
All right. Listen, thanks for having you on. Good luck finding a coach.
No worries. Thanks a lot, Darren.